WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. Military search and rescue teams have detected underwater banging off the coast of Nova Scotia as they try to locate the tourist sub that vanished Sunday on a dive to see the Titanic wreckage. Carl Hartsfield of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution says the source of the noises is unknown.
This team has multiple sensors. They're in the area. They're sending data back expeditiously to the best in the world people to analyze that data, and then they're feeding the results of that analyst back to the unified team, and they're making decisions.
Oxygen supplies are expected to run out tomorrow morning. In Paris, at least 24 people injured from a massive blast at the Paris American Academy. Authorities say a suspected gas explosion could be to blame. They're working to determine the exact cause. Fed Chair Jerome Powell testified on Capitol Hill, telling lawmakers inflation has moderated since last year, but it's still too high. This is ABC News. Texas residents are being asked to conserve power and take precautions amid another day of triple-digit temperatures. Officials are asking people to stay indoors. A new study finds napping in the daytime keeps your brain young. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
Daytime napping could slow the rate at which brains shrink as we age. Researchers at the University of London and the University of the Republic in Uruguay say the average difference in brain volume between those who are habitual nappers and those who are not is equivalent to 2.6 to 6.5 years of aging. The bottom line, short daytime naps may be a part of the puzzle that could help preserve the health of the brain as we get older.
If you like dogs and are willing to move, here's a job for you. A billionaire in the UK is searching for a dog nanny. The position is asking for someone who is exceptional and highly experienced to take care of two dogs. It's a live-in position in London and pays $127,000 a year. Rena Roy, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A fire at a Howard storage facility caused $1 million in damage. Firefighters from seven different departments in Brown County responded to a call around 7:45 a.m. yesterday to 1751 Belp Avenue. One man suffered minor injuries and was taken to the hospital. The cause of the fire is being investigated. More affordable housing is coming to downtown Green Bay. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more.
Bay Lake City Center on Washington Street will house 72 apartment units. The socially inclusive housing is called City Center Lofts and is being developed by a nonprofit called Gateway Collective. Executive Director Alexi Wood says the project will cost $16 million and will help the local economy. Wood says City Center Lofts will bring workers to where the jobs are and added that residents will not pay more than 30% of their income in rent. Gateway Collective says the new units will be ready by early January.
Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at SoundItOutTogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And things are starting to blow up. Let's start with what the Republicans are doing in the Congress. Remember, it's a gerrymandered majority they have. They have about a five-seat majority. We have 213, and they have 222. Everybody needs 218 votes to do anything. So if they hold the line on their people, they can do it. Well, guess what? Lauren Boebert, one of the right-wing wing nuts in the Freedom Caucus, who really have constrained McCarthy on 15 ballots to finally get him in as speaker. He had to give away his soul, whatever soul he had. Had to agree that any one of them could start a vacate the chair motion and restart all of the voting and even making him speaker. So he put a lot of them on the biggest committees. Well, Lauren Boebert introduced a resolution to impeach Joe Biden, the president, Lauren Boebert. She won by what, 500 some odd votes last election in a district that she, you know, most Republicans who win by 10 percentage points. And nobody has any respect for her whatsoever. And a week ago, she put that resolution in, and everybody tried to quash it, to hide it, blah, blah. Well, it's not going to work. She has used a little-known procedure called a personal privilege resolution, where apparently by their rules, they're obligated to bring it to the floor, even if it's a right-wing, wingnut, crazy thing. Normally what happens with an impeachment of a president especially, but impeachment of anybody, even impeachment of a federal judge. And, you know, you can impeach federal judges. It goes to the committee, say the Judiciary Committee. She's on the Oversight Committee. You go to your committee and you ask the chairman to schedule it for a vote in the committee. And there's discussion, both sides, and you give your reasons, and the thing winnows up. Then the committee makes a recommendation. And let's say it's 9-7 to impeach or not to impeach. But, you know, you have a bunch of people on there. And everybody else in the Congress knows that this thing at least got vetted a little bit. Now, when you do a personal privilege resolution, let's say it's to honor somebody in your district who just got national fame, or let's say it's to name a post office after some local eminence. That kind of thing doesn't have to go through a committee. But impeaching the president, you know, look, how many presidents have been impeached? You know, well, Andrew Johnson. They tried on Bill Clinton. It didn't get him anywhere. Donald Trump. So this clown, Lauren Boebert, goes, okay, we're going to impeach him, and this has to come to a vote. Kevin McCarthy smells the danger, because if it comes to a vote, his caucus is going to have to vote on it. It's not going to pass. It's not going to pass. I mean, even if it did pass, that goes to the Senate then for conviction, and Schumer doesn't even let it get out on the floor. But it kills the Republicans, because the wingnuts, the right-wing types, the Paul Gosars, the Matt Gaetzes, they have to vote for it, or they lose the wingnuts back in their own district. On the other hand, Republicans in New York and California, if they vote for that, it hasn't even gone through a committee, there's no explanation given for why, they're going to lose their seats. And not just they. There are a lot of Republicans that are not in far right seats who hold on to their seats. They just go for the heck of it one day going, yeah, I think I'll impeach the president. I think we'll show China and Russia how divided we are. I'll say to Russia, well, why don't you just bomb Ukraine even more? China, why don't you go into Taiwan? We're going to fight Biden for you. People start to understand what's going on. So McCarthy reportedly, and this came out of CNN, in a private caucus, no press there, but a couple of Republicans squealed, they ratted on him. He just chewed them all out. He said, you're crazy. Do not vote for this thing. Do not vote for this thing. This something like this should go through a committee. You have no basis for doing this. We're still developing evidence in various committees, and a lot of that is the crooked, crazy stuff, but they're trying to come up with something. Don't vote for it. So it's not going to pass. But if the speaker tells the Republican caucus not to vote for it, it's not going to pass. None of the Democrats will vote for it. That's 213 votes. And but the Republicans could get 100, 150 votes of people who are trying to show off back home. It just further divides the country. McCarthy was fairly hard with him. He said, look, you want to lose our majority? We've only taken the majority, I think it's 5 times in 100 years, the last 100 years. And before, under Gingrich, they did it in the 90s. They hadn't done it since the 1950s. And he said, 2 of those 5 times, we lost it the next time around because of crazy stuff. We shouldn't do it this time. Marjorie Taylor Greene, for some reason, doesn't like Lauren Boebert. They're peas in a pod. I mean, they're Siamese twins. But so she attacked Boebert and said that Boebert stole her idea. Stole her idea. She has a whole raft of impeachment resolutions drafted to impeach Biden, to impeach Merrick Garland, to impeach Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, Homeland Security staff, and a U.S. attorney named Matthew Graves. What Boebert did Marjorie Taylor Greene did not do was to fast track this by skipping the committees and making it personal privilege. I mean, it takes a fair amount of guts. So Greene goes, well, yeah, I'll support it. She's no good, but I'll support it because she stole my idea. This is how the House is degenerated under the Republicans. She stole my idea. And now maybe I'll steal her idea, and then these other fellas, we'll all impeach them by going personal privilege, avoiding the committees. You know, this is how they run the government. The Republican Party can't run a government. The Republican Party, remember on the debt limit deal, the Freedom Caucus, the wingnuts, got angry. They shut the Congress down for a week. They wouldn't agree to let anything go to the floor. And the Democrats, the way it works in the Congress is they have 213 votes. Anytime McCarthy put something out there that was something that they halfway liked, they said, fine, you got 213 votes. You only need some of your people. But a lot of what McCarthy was doing was trying to appease these right-wing nuts who stabbed themselves in the back by not letting it go to the floor. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, I disagree with you on the, I think the 14th Amendment to the Constitution upends the Electoral College in Section 2 of the original in the Constitution on choice of electors. I'm wondering if, because it says in there specifically in Section 2 for how the electoral, who's supposed to be an elector in the Electoral College, and it excludes, but anybody who's a senator or representative or holds a position of public, more or less a public trust under the United States cannot be an elector. And so that does that include all state offices that are under the United States? Does it include all state office holders cannot be electors? Because that's what it kind of reads to me, because they're an office of public trust under the United States. And it seems to me they're permanently, they're under constitutionally, they're excluded as serving as an elector. So that would mean that Bob Spindell is a double betrayer of the public trade of the Constitution, because he holds a position of public trust in his position on the.
A couple of things, Mark. I will address that. That's a little off topic from what I'm talking about they're trying to impeach Biden, but it's an important subject. And when you say you disagree with me, I'm not sure we have a disagreement. What I said yesterday was that the U.S. Constitution prior to the 14th Amendment said that the legislatures shall pick the president. They're the electors. They pick the electors who will then pick the president. You had made the argument, and I frankly agree with you, and I did yesterday, that the 14th Amendment trumps that, because the 14th Amendment was passed in 1868. It was later. It's part of the Constitution. An amendment is part of the Constitution. And I don't think it would be constitutional anymore to get rid of presidential elections. But we're coming up on a break in a second. I'll take one more call. I will get to that. We'll have a text of the 14th Amendment. It's an important issue, and we will talk about it. Thank you for your call. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind today?
On the impeachment of Biden, you know, these people, you got to remember, the Republican Party's in total chaos. They don't know who's on first. They got no idea who's on second, and good luck on who's on third. They don't know what's going on. They don't know how to deal with something they've never had to deal with. First of all, they nominated and got elected a career criminal in Trump, 26 sexual assaults, 11, although bankruptcies aren't illegal, but the sexual assaults sure are. And now look at his rap sheet. His rap sheet is huge. So the only way they can defend that rap sheet is by lying. And when they get caught lying, they don't like it. So what's their next move? Well, let's impeach Biden. We've got to take the focus. They got to take the focus off of them. Because the minute you ask them, how can Jim Jordan investigate something he's already guilty of, and there's a subpoena for it, and he won't even answer it? They have no credibility. And the big thing we need right now, and maybe you can help beat the drum, I will too, we need some state's attorneys, Department of Justice, whatever, to go after these guys and charge them. It's really amazing. They said that Hunter Biden got a sweetheart of a deal. If he did, how does a guy with all Trump's rap sheet and he's still...
Bill, I'm going to respond. We're going to a break. As always, I love your passion and I love your insights. I'm going to respond to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 60. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs around 86. Lows level off around 59. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Low 80s. Friday, turning warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid-80s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 60 tonight. High of 86 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 88.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On WGBW.
Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter.
Welcome back
to
Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond briefly to Bill of Oconomowoc. Bill's exactly right on point. What they're trying to do with this impeachment of Biden and impeachment of everybody else is take the heat off of Trump. Remember something, Trump has been criminally charged with felonies, about 31 of them, having to do with documents, top secret documents that give out the identities of our undercover agents. And not because their names are on them, but because the information in them can be traced back to one individual. And then we had a spike of people who were then captured in China and Russia and executed as a result of that. They're doing anything they can to take the heat off. So Marjorie Taylor Greene and the rest of them are lying in the weeds. They put together impeachment articles against Biden, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, Alejandro Mayorkas, and U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves. But they were a little slow on the draw, and they decided, well, what we're going to do is we're going to run it through the committees. And Lauren Boebert comes out blinking in the sunlight. She goes, nah, let's just get Biden this way. McCarthy is trying to put the kibosh on it, not because he doesn't want to take the heat off of their criminal being Donald Trump, but because he knows how crazy this is. Not through a committee, some idiot that almost lost her last race comes up, no reasons. They could lose a lot of votes. So, and what I regret, and I'll say this to Bill, is that the center-right, honest Republicans we used to have, people like Dwight Eisenhower, now Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, there aren't more of them. What happened? What happened to that party? We're going to the lines. In order, don't hang up. Gina Beauclair, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Matt, great show as usual. You know, we have a flagrant abuse of power right before our very eyes, utilizing fraudulent claims, going after our legally elected president. How much more abuse of power criminality do we have to experience here? I mean, it is just nauseating. Listening to these liars going after our president and our country. It's unbelievable, Matt. There should be laws against this. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I just get sick, and I was watching the fake trial. I guess, you know, Gates had some kind of fake session, you know, wasn't even qualified to hold a listening session or some kind of session. And it was like, oh, my blood pressure is going through the roof. I had to turn it off because I couldn't stand it, because I thought, this is unbelievable in my country. So anyway, I had to give my two cents worth today. Thank you so much, Matt, for letting us express ourselves. Have a good day.
Yeah. Thank you, Gene. Excellent comments as always. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call. It's hard to follow Bill and Jeannie. You also have four Supreme Court justices that are for sale, a dysfunctional Congress, all trying to protect, or most of them are trying to protect, a man that sold our country out with classified top secret documents. That should be enough right there. But I'm really getting worried about the Supreme Court also. It seems like four of them are for sale. So great call, Jeannie. All right. Thanks, Matt. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. And let's go to that, Paul, and we'll squeeze in as much as we can this segment. I'll pick it up afterwards. But now we have Samuel Alito. Now, look, Clarence Thomas has been on the take for 20 years. This billionaire of his, 20 years, and this billionaire had benefited from Clarence Thomas's decisions. Clarence Thomas's mother had her house bought and nice new roof put on. Clarence Thomas gets taken regularly up on luxury vacations. His wife gets a lot of money, doesn't disclose any of this stuff. And then he goes ahead and votes for these guys. Some of these decisions are 5-4. He's corrupt. He's corrupt. Well, now Samuel Alito just disclosed in ProPublica, just disclosed that he went on a luxury fishing trip paid for by a billionaire named Paul Singer. Paul Singer. Here's how Alito described it, and then here's the facts. Alito put out an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today, blasting ProPublica. You know, Supreme Court justices don't blast the media. They're not supposed to do that because basically all they got, the only currency they have, is legitimacy. And if they don't have that, they have nothing. He says, I went on a trip. It was a modest accommodation. It was comfortable, but, you know, and the seat on the plane, this is what he said. The seat on the plane wouldn't have been occupied otherwise, and I didn't know, blah, blah, blah. Here's the truth. There's a private jet. The price to fly him on a private jet for his benefit was $100,000. It was a luxury resort up in Alaska. They had chefs, a whole swarm of chefs. They make king crab legs, Kobe filet. That's steak, very, very fancy steak. One of the fishing guides said that they were boasting that the wine they drank cost $1,000 a bottle. Now, $1,000 a bottle, that better be some darn good wine. That better be some darn good wine. 100 grand for the jet each way would have been 200 grand round trip. King crab legs and Kobe beef and a grand. And then Paul Singer has a hedge fund called Elliott Management. And in 2014, there was a very difficult case. It came to the Supreme Court and Alito voted for Elliott Management. That's corruption. That's corruption. And then, of course, Gorsuch got a worthless fishing cabin in Colorado bought by a guy, the head of a big firm who had dozens of cases in front of him. We have a corrupt Supreme Court. That's what Wisco Paul was talking about. I'm going to talk about it a little more afterwards and what can be done. But Paul Singer had 10 cases before the Supreme Court, and Alito took that money from him. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
No such number. No such soul. Return the sender. Return the sender.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Military search and rescue teams have detected underwater banging off the coast of Nova Scotia as they try to locate the tourist sub that vanished Sunday on a dive to see the Titanic wreckage. Carl Hartsfield of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution says the source of the noises is unknown.
This team has multiple sensors. They're in the area.
They're sending data back expeditiously to the best in the world people to analyze that data, and then they're feeding the results of that analyst back to the unified team, and they're making decisions.
Oxygen supplies are expected to run out tomorrow morning. In Paris, at least 24 people injured from a massive blast at the Paris American Academy. Authorities say a suspected gas explosion could be to blame. They're working to determine the exact cause. Fed Chair Jerome Powell testified on Capitol Hill, telling lawmakers inflation has moderated since last year, but it's still too high. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. There is more news regarding last week's fatal accident at Lambeau Field. According to WBAY News, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration will investigate the incident that took the life of a carpenter last week. The man has been identified as 27-year-old Joshua Shaw from Clintonville. Shaw passed away Saturday after being critically injured last Thursday. WBAY reports that Shaw donated his vital organs Tuesday morning. The OSHA investigation could take up to 6 months. If you're driving through Winnebago County, you might want to keep your speed down. Wisconsin State Patrol will be monitoring speed and other traffic violations from the air this week. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the goal is public safety. History was made in the Fond du Lac Police Department. According to WFRV-TV, Monday night was the first time an overnight patrol shift was made up entirely by female officers. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines. Joe Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Joe, what's in your mind today?
Well, thank you much for drawing to our attention this story about Supreme Court Justice Alito and his taking that lovely private jet at $100,000 each way, so $200,000. He got a nice trip up at a luxury resort in Alaska, and it included wine that was going for $1,000 a bottle. How nice. The company is called Elliott Management, as you said. I would suggest that some had suggested in the past that we take emblems of companies that have donated excessively to congressional members and just put them on their jackets every day, not unlike what you have with people who ride in the Daytona 500, you know, race car drivers. Their jackets, their garb is all covered with the emblems of the people who have paid for the ride. So I would suggest that Mr. Alito and
certainly the other Supreme Court justices who are in the same boat, that black robe would really stand out well, I think. And then we can just start putting the company's emblems on there, in this case, Elliott Management. What do you think? Then we know who's paid them. Then we know who's bought them. You know, why hide it? Just be obvious. Just say who's calling the shots.
Yeah, you know, I think that's very funny. But you know what is not funny? Is there nine justices on the Supreme Court, and there is nothing in the Constitution that lets them do things like they did in Citizens United, Dobbs, any of this stuff, and nothing whatsoever. Moore v. Harper, Shelby County. And yet they decided, this is serious stuff, in the last 15 years or so, to disembowel the Voting Rights Act, to let dark money, crooked money into our politics, to overturn Roe v. Wade, which had been in 50 years had stood, and everybody had, was it penetrated our national culture. And in Shelby County, the only thing that was left of the Voting Rights Act after that, you wonder why we have gerrymandering? You wonder why we have gerrymandering? We have gerrymandering because the Voting Rights Act was taken out. Who told them they had the right to do that? Congress passed the Voting Rights Act. Congress wanted to repeal it. They couldn't. Of course, they couldn't because they don't have the votes. The Supreme Court did that to help Republican legislators in the various states. And that is why we have gerrymandering. Now, consider something, Joe. Alito, and this is in the Wall Street Journal today, saying, I didn't do anything wrong. ProPublica is a rotten news source. That's what he said. And then he said, and it was not true. He said they were comfortable, but rustic. This is what he said. Rustic home-style fare. Comfortable accommodations, but rustic home-style fare. You know, I don't know what home he's talking about, but King Crab Legs, Kobe Beef, and $1,000 a bottle for wine. He's not telling the truth. And then he said, you know, transportation as if they bought him a seat on a plane or something. No, it wasn't a seat on a plane. It was a private plane. It was the jet owned by Paul Singer. And the price, if you want to lease that kind of a jet to fly to Alaska and back, is $100,000 each way. More to the point, Paul Singer had about 10 cases before the Supreme Court. Alito knows Paul Singer. He spent his vacation up there with him. And Alito, in a case in 2014, when Elliott Management, Paul Singer's hedge fund, had a lot at stake, went with him, voted for him. That is corrupt. That is not why the people of this country have agreed to obey Supreme Court opinions for 200 years. Right now, only 41% of the nation has confidence in the Supreme Court. It used to be in the 80s. It was the highest confidence level of any organ of government. And this isn't a good thing, because remember something. The Supreme Court also did Brown versus Board of Education in 1954, and people obeyed. When back in the 1890s, in Plessy v. Ferguson, they said separate but equal is okay. That's when they said black people could be forced to sit in the back of a train. 1954, 60 years later, they went the other way. And people obeyed because they had confidence in the Supreme Court. In Baker v. Carr in the early 60s, Justice Brennan ruled that you had to have what was called one man, one vote. In other words, one person, one vote. In Alabama, every county had a legislator. Well, the biggest counties with a lot of African-American population had one legislator, and little counties with 200 people had one legislature. And no, Brennan said no, the Supreme Court, and people obeyed. In New York Times versus Sullivan in 1964, media were being sued. And by the way, this is what one of the things that disturbs me the most about DeSantis. He wants to legislatively overturn New York Times versus Sullivan. But what it basically said is that for a public figure, In that case, it was a sheriff, elected sheriff in Alabama. You can't sue the media or anybody, even if what they say is not true, unless you can prove that they did it with malice, which is defined legally as recklessness, knowing it wasn't true. But otherwise, just think about something. How many times have you heard somebody in a letter to the editor or at a school board meeting or something say, the county board's in the hip pocket of the developers? You can say that because the county board's elected. Maybe they're in the hip pocket, maybe they're not. But if billionaires wanted to ruin you, they could hire a high-priced law firm to sue you, and you can't afford the legal fees to defend it. And they, if it weren't for New York Times versus Sullivan, they would argue, you said I was in the hip pocket, you know, whatever right-wing board member they use as the titular plaintiff. You said I was in the hip pocket of the developers. That means I was bribed. Prove it. Well, you may have just been shooting your mouth off, but the guy did vote for the developers all the time. Maybe the developers are good or bad. We don't want to hear about any of this stuff. You're a citizen. You can say stuff like that. See, the Supreme Court has done a lot of cases that are essential to modern America. This Supreme Court is corrupt. Now, is it all nine of them? No. Alito took money. Roberts' wife got millions of dollars, I think $10 million, for being a headhunter. No, she wasn't in Borneo boiling people in a pot. Okay. What she did was, she called up law firm and say, hey, this guy's at the top of his class. To go, hire him. They give her a big fee. And Robert said it was salary, not commission. It wasn't salary. Clarence Thomas has been on the take for 20 years. Gorsuch had the fishing cabin that suddenly this guy out of the biggest, one of the biggest law firms in the country said, boy, I really took a look at that cabin. Kind of liked that cabin. Then he offered him. He made him $500,000 profit on it when he couldn't sell it for years. When people get money like that, and now, of course, Alito, when people get money like that, they remember it. They're grateful. You can't, you shouldn't bribe the judge. You shouldn't hire his wife for $10 million. You shouldn't fly him on a private plane for $100,000 and give him $1,000 bottles of wine. He's going to rule your way. And that's what's happened. And the thing that's really dangerous is that there is no code of ethics governing the Supreme Court. There's one governing every judge in this country, from the lowest trial judge to the highest court of appeals. Every judge in every state, but not the U.S. Supreme Court. And Congress said, we're going to pass a code of ethics for the Supreme Court. And Justice Roberts said, no, you're not. We're a co-equal branch of government. And all nine justices, including the three Democrats, signed onto that. To me, that's entirely corrupt. This Supreme Court has got to go. Now, how does it go? They get appointments for life. You can impeach them just like a president. It has to pass the House of Representatives. And there has to be then 2/3 majority in the Senate to convict them. Do you honestly think that with Kevin McCarthy in the House of Representatives, he's going to go after these right-wing judges who took money? No, he's not. It's not going to pass. And if it got to the Senate, even though we have a one-vote majority, do you think Moscow Mitch is going to come up with 17 more votes to convict these people when he couldn't come up with that to get rid of Trump? No. It's not going to happen. What has to happen is a change that says these appointments are for a term of years. And I'll throw this out, 20. Appointments and election, not appointments, but elections for judge. Remember, state Supreme Court justices in Wisconsin are elected. All federal judges are appointed and confirmed by the Senate. We, because of fighting Bob La Follette and our progressive decision tradition, elect our judges. Most states do not the way we do. Make it a 20-year appointment. If it was a 20-year appointment, Clarence Thomas was appointed in the early 90s. He wouldn't have been able to do it again after 2012. We would have been rid of him. 20 years is a long time. 20 years is a long time. To me, that's it. If you wanted to, you could have a provision that said they could be reappointed for 20 years, but at least you have another kick at the cat. My preference would be, no, you can't. There's plenty of good lawyers in this country that could serve. But you right now have at least five corrupt judges, and by corrupt, I mean they take money, and then they vote on cases, and they vote for the people that they took money from for the rest of their lives. And some of these are reasonably young people. Thomas was in his early 40s when he was appointed. He's already been on since, 30 years. He could be on another 20 years, taking money and doing whatever his donors want him to do. I think the only way to handle this, frankly, is to impeach them. We don't have the votes. Is to make an issue of it the way I am now and you are now, and let it be known that we do not have confidence in them. We think they're crooked. Now, what happened in 1935 when Congress passed the Social Security Act, the Supreme Court announced it was unconstitutional. Roosevelt said, but now Roosevelt had massive majorities in the Senate and the House, to be fair. He said, fine, there's nothing in the Constitution that says there have to be nine justices. In the 19th century, there were fewer than that. Went up and down. I'm going to put five more justices on. We'll have a majority and do what we want. And they got scared and one guy chickened out. So 5-4 by one vote. Social Security was upheld. Before that, they had held the New Deal unconstitutional because they said the Constitution doesn't permit it. What do you mean the Constitution? Who the hell told you you could vote to disqualify some kind of economic legislation of Congress just because you have a feeling in your gut that it's a bad thing? Here is the delicate dance. Never forget this. We need a federal judiciary. We need a judiciary that's insulated from politics. We need one that's honest. And when it issues decisions, even if we don't agree with them, we obey them. That's why we have integrated schools. That's why we have a First Amendment where the press and you can't be sued for saying that the county board is on the take, or they're in the hip pocket of the developers. I want it kept that way. Roe v. Wade. People obeyed Roe v. Wade, even though there's a lot of dissension. The irony is that in Dobbs, what they did is undid what they did in a crooked way. The undoing of Roe v. Wade was 5-4. Citizens United, 5-4. Shelby County, gutting the Voting Rights Act, giving us gerrymander, 5-4. Crooked Clarence Thomas was the fifth vote. But some of these others are on it too. That is, we need this reform. Keep the drumbeat of criticism up. It's essential. It's necessary. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Inside a plastic box. She looks ready.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd. Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 60. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs around 86. Lows level off around 59. Tomorrow night, clear skies and quiet. Low 80s. Friday turning warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid 80s. Another look at the short range. Low of 60 tonight. High of 86 tomorrow. Lows level off around 59 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 88.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show on WGBW.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's another one. This is unbelievable in my view. But talk about the Republican Party just trying to take attention away, heat off of Trump, attention away. Not just the Biden impeachment, not just Marjorie Taylor Greene, going after Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, Alejandro Mayorkas. Just came out today, the House advanced by a vote of 218 to 208 on party lines, a resolution to censure Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is one of our best members of Congress. He was an impeachment manager. He was a chair of the Intelligence Committee. He's one of the best running for Congress in California. But the censure is censuring him for investigating Trump's Russia connection. No, wait a minute. You think these guys had a sense of humor? The Senate, when the Republicans had it, so they had the majority in the committee, Foreign Relations Committee, found that Russia had interfered in our election to benefit Trump. Democratic senators agreed, but the Russians, Republican senators were in the majority and pushed that through. Trump, in one of the debates, goes, quote, Russia, are you listening? If you're listening, hack into Hillary's emails. He said it. And then they did. In the Mueller report, Mueller found that the Russians had gone into our elections, had hacked into our elections. But they want to censure Schiff for investigating that. Seriously. Now, here's the procedural background. Here's what I think's going on. And it's going to pass, and I want to comment on that too. The procedural background was a week ago, it did not pass. This has been put in by Congresswoman Luna, a right-wing nut. She's a white right-wing nut from Florida. But in the original one, it resolved to fine him $16 million. Schiff. 16 million bones. And they were basing it because Nancy Pelosi had fined congressmen if they brought a gun on the floor or if they refused to obey the vaccine mandate. If you remember, during COVID, and I'm talking before vaccines, so if you got COVID, you could die before vaccines, there's a vaccine mandate when it first came out, to kind of alleviate that. Otherwise, they voted remotely. Some Republicans refused to take the vaccine, would show up with COVID. Some of them smuggled a gun on the floor. Lauren Boebert smuggled a gun on the floor. A couple of the others did too. And the way they did it is they avoided the metal detectors. They're metal detectors. She said, you got to go through the metal detector. They just popped the bird to the guy at the metal detector and walk around. And what she ended up doing was, because trying to collect it. You'd start litigation. She had the clerk withhold their salaries in that amount, $5,000. One of them was so sneaky. Now listen to this. You'll love this. So sneaky that he made sure he had no income for her to withhold. Why? How did he do that? He said he had 200 dependents on his federal tax form. 200 dependents. So therefore, there was all of his money was somewhere else, and he couldn't do it, and blah, blah, blah. What happened before was that some of the Republicans didn't like the $16 million fine because they thought, wait a minute, when the Democrats get in, what do they do it to us? So she reissued the thing now. It didn't pass last week. It was tabled. Well, now there's a motion to untable it, and they dropped the $16 million deal. And the resolution now reads, for quote, misleading the American people and conduct unbecoming a member for investigating the Trump-Russia connection. That's literally it. Now, this will do nothing but help Andy Schiff in his Senate run, Adam Schiff. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. What's going on with this Congress? Can they govern? No, they can't govern. You have one nut, Bobbert, going after Biden, another nut, Luna, going after Schiff, Adam Schiff. And they think this is drawing attention away from what? From dead undercover agents that were disclosed because Trump stole top secret information and kept moving it around and left it unsecured for spies to look at. We're going to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Andy?
Well, along the lines of what you're talking about, Matt, what will these guys get in office somehow? They get elected by individuals. And I hate to say it, but a lot of these individuals don't really know all the facts and somewhat where their bread is buttered. But all these obtrusive people in Congress, you know, there has to be a cure or something that you know, to get better qualified and more sensible people in Congress. You know, you got a lot of seats to fill and not enough people on the ball to run it. So that's my comment for the day on that.
Well, you're being very charitable. You know, you're being very charitable because I've often wondered, too. You know, a congressional seat is what, 700,000 people? That's 435 of them, so 750,000 people. And I'm thinking, what kind of people would vote for Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, Matt Gaetz? I mean, if I were a Republican in those districts, even if I wanted to vote Republican, I'd go, no way, no way. I would vote for somebody else who ran a Republican primary. I would love to have a House with a lot of people in it who are center-right Republicans, like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger in the old days, like a Dwight Eisenhower. Of course, he was never a general, never had elected office before going for president, but people of that stature. The people that we have now are vandals. They try to vandalize on the national debt. There were enough of them that said they would not vote to extend the debt limit under any circumstances. They wanted the United States to go under. And we put together a coalition, but that's what's going on. And I want to get that out on the air to everybody. Be aware of the severity of this issue. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show, great caller as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
The order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changin'.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home.
everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.